Hearing procedures, the presentation of events, and the governing statutes, please.
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the August 16th, 2017 Board of Adjustment Public Hearing, being held in order to hear three appeals of decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission on Division 3 special use permits and two setback variance requests. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes. In this case, he's given everybody a little extra, I believe, tonight, unless additional time is granted by the chairman, which he has done. The bylaws and the governing powers of the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, whereby reasonable exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties and hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. Thank you.
Those that are going to be speaking tonight, would you please stand to be sworn in? Raise your right hand. Do you swear to give honest testimony to this board tonight? Say, I do. Thank you very much. Be seated. Scott, we're going to kind of change the order a little bit. We've got a couple of variances that we should be able to knock out real quick. So if we can start out with number 1709V, Todd Rammer.
Okay. Case number 1709B, if you remember, is the one in Big Bear that he had moved his carport as close as he thought he could, and you asked him to go back and see if he could get it closer and then come back and see him. The original setbacks were like 2 and 3 feet. But the carport has been moved within 10 feet of the front, 4'7" on the south side or the back, or the south side, and 4'6" on the back, and the setbacks of those in there are 10 feet front and 5 on the sides. So he's asking for a 5-inch, here's the drawing, You can see how far it is away from the electric pedestal. Now it's, so he's done the work that you asked him to do. There's a back picture. Now here's the new back picture. But you'd approve a variance of a south side setback variance of 4'7" from the 5 feet and an east back setback variance of 4'6", allowing the ability to leave the existing 36x18 carport in its current location on the property. These are the staff recommendations. And number two would be a Division I permit for the carport will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Any board member have any questions for Mr. Rammer? Do I have a motion to approve the variance?
I make a motion to approve it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion is approved. Variance is approved.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are great working with it. Thanks,
thank you.
Scott.
Todd, what we'll do is you'll have your decision of record with these recommendations, and they'll contact you to have it come sign it, notarized, and then recorded.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next public hearing is number 17-08V for Jerry Crawford. Jerry, if you please come up here.
Jerry, this is a new variance request. Location 182 Thomas Eugene Road in Branson. If everybody can get their bearings, of course, here's the Taney Como Bridge up the hill. Your first turn's on Auburn as you come up the hill, Mount Branson, then you come down, turn right, and Thomas Eugene actually goes right again. We'll zoom in. If everybody kind of has their bearings, Lake Taney Como on your left, Lakeshore Drive going to the north. This property had an existing garage. There's the lot size. Here's the contour lines that are put on the lot. These are some recent photos. You can see where he's done his diligence and had it corners marked. Picture just on Thomas Eugene Road. Let's look in the other direction. Subject property is located at 182 Thomas Eugene Road, Branson, Missouri. It's lot 8, Franklin Estates. Property is approximately 0.32 acres in size. This residence will be connected to the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Of course, applicant Jerry Crawford is requesting a front setback variance of 8 feet rather than the required 25-foot front setback per the Taney County Development Guidance Code. On June 30th, 2017, applicant Jerry Crawford submitted an application for a 20-by-20 garage to be added to a 30-by-40 existing garage that has now been turned into a residence. After checking the setbacks for said new garage, it was discovered the new garage that was already under construction did not meet the front setback of the Taney County Guidance Code per Table 1 setbacks. The newly constructed garage with the overhang is 8 feet from the front property line. The applicant indicated at the time of the construction of the garage he is unaware of any permit requirements by Taney County Planning. The applicant believed the front setback to be 17 to the front property line at the time of the application, but it has been determined the building is 8 feet from the front of the property line at Thomas Eugene. And Thomas Eugene is a 50-foot right-of-way. Of course, here's your governing statutes for variances. The staff would recommend for case number 17-8 that if you approve it, approval of a front setback variance of 8 feet. And two would be a Division I permit for the garage will be required, which he's already applied for. Three, a compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Do you own the house to the north of that?
Yes, sir.
Is that your home?
Actually, it's I bought both of these properties in a foreclosure, out of a foreclosure sale. And I call the city of Branson, thinking it was in Branson, and asking about the permit procedures, and they said that there was not any permit procedures required. I took that as all. I didn't take that as just there was zoning in your county, even though I've been developing a long time, and I should have looked into it a little further before I got into it. But that thing, I think it's for that 40 or 50 foot street that goes up there. It dead ends. It dead ends one property past mine, so I don't see any future development. Who knows? But it doesn't appear that there would be any future development that would require any additional width of any roads or right of ways. We're quite a distance, and that's how we made a mistake. Basically, is the utilities is down along the side of the road. I apologize for this, and I hope you guys understand that it was not purposely done. It was kind of ignorantly on my side of it, not to look a little deeper into this, because I've been developing for 50 years, and this is something that I don't have first time ever got into a situation. But when I got the foreclosure from the real estate people, I asked them for paperwork on it, and they said, well, here's a title. So anyway, those are going to make really, that was a 1,200 square foot garage, and we made a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home out of that. And it's going to be a very nice home. The house next door, we're completely remodeling that. That's going to make a nice home. So that's going to increase a little bit of revenue for the, you know, for the county on the new one that we're doing. But anyway, that still doesn't cover what I've done here. And I'm asking for a variance, and I'm asking, and I want to apologize for my mistake.
Any other questions for Mr. Crawford? Do we have a motion to approve the variance?
I'll make a motion to approve it as it's presented to us.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
The only discussion I would is that I would be concerned with an 8-foot variance, except for the fact that there's only one home above that, and it doesn't look like there's any potential for high volume traffic.
I agree with that.
In the future, so
I totally agree with that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Jerry, your variance is approved. Thank you.
Jerry, same thing. We'll have a decision of record for you that we'll get made up next day or two, and then the office will be calling you. Once you get it, you have 120 days to record that. You need to, I mean, you can record it as soon as you get it, so it's kind of on your time schedule. So they'll be getting in contact with you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Next hearing is number 17-04A for Gary Billingsley.
We had a couple board members that weren't here last time, and I'll try not to bypass them, but we'll go as fast as everyone wants to. Of course, this is in Branson Creek. This is the corner lot. Some different aerial views. Pictures of the property. Staff recommendations that we had on this. The board approved the appeal would be compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residence located at 226 Stony Point Drive shall accommodate sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which we all know is the two persons per dwelling plus two persons per bedroom, which can be further limited by Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Seven, the 226 Stony Point Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval.
Special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use.